bro.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's Smith. I got a special interview, special debate with my big homie Jose. You know what I'm talking about? And today's topic is currency and Bow Wow. You know what I'm talking about? And many other rappers that's way better than currency. Let's get it. What's your debate about currency, bro? Currency is not hype, bro.
How you gonna even put Bow Wow next to that man, bro?
Gee, Bow Wow way better than currency, bro.
Way better, bro. Okay, if you got the debate that Bow Wow was better in his prime when he was a shorty, sure, he had the fan waves, he had the base. But when you think about it, currency paid the whole lane for himself.
No, he did not. He stepped in the footsteps of Wiz.
He did not look up to Wiz, bro. If you know very well, he did not look up to Wiz.
He honored Wiz, bro. If it wasn't for Wiz, there wouldn't be no currency.
Snoop, his uncle. He looked up to Snoop, his uncle.
Snoop is not his uncle, G.
They consider themselves uncles. Whatever. They all fall under whatever they is.
Come on, G.
But look, I think currency would have made it way farther if he wouldn't have fucked Lil Wayne's bitch.
Hey, what? Currency, come on.
If he not fucked with Lil Wayne's bitch, he'd have made it way farther.
That did not happen, G. At the end of the day. Listen, bro. At the end of the day, bro. First of all, currency started with Master P and No Limit. You feel me?
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? He had a little shine right there standing next to Silk the Shock, a little Romeo. You know what I'm saying? That was his lane.
And then where did he go after that? Where did he go after that?
That was his lane. You feel me?
Nah, then, he was with Young Money after that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. After that, you feel me? Then like, bro, he should have stayed within them too, bro. Other than that, he's hot garbage, bro. He has no classics whatsoever.
Wayne didn't want him.
Lil Wayne didn't want him. Wayne needed him. Wayne needed him.
He did need him, but Wayne could not keep him.
Yes,
once you fuck the hottest rapper's girl, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to keep you around.
You ain't never seen no females around currency. You never see no females say that they want currency.
Stop it. Currency be having some of the baddest bitches around, bro.
Hell no.
I could tell you don't even follow the man, bro, because this man, like I said, bro, he lives the most simple lifestyle you could think of. He ain't got the biggest mansion or anything like that. All he thinks about is cars, weed, his little lowrider shit he got going on,
bro,
and how he gonna get ends for his people around him, bro. That's the only man I know. How you got the House of Blues in NO? How you just looking out for your whole team? It ain't even about putting people on to be rappers. He got people who are auto body shops. He got people who open up legitimate businesses around him. He brings up everyone around him, bro.
He's not the only one, bro. Come on, bro. You gotta give Bow Wow his props, G.
Who came up around Bow Wow?
What?
Never came up around Bow Wow.
Who? Come on, G. Stop
acting. You can't name one rapper, bro.
Bro.
You can't name one rapper. You can't even name one business he was influential in.
Come on, G. All I'm saying is musically, Bow Wow makes better music than currency, bro. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Come on, bro. Chris Brown makes better music than Bow Wow, bro.
Come on, G. I'm talking about rapper for rapper, bro.
Yeah, Bow Wow, bro.
Hip-hop
music, Chris Brown make better than Bow Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. I'm saying he's an R&B dude. And you know what I'm talking about?
No. No, I'm saying if Chris Brown was to do his little hip-hop shit he do, it's better than Bow Wow shit.
No, it's not, G.
Stop, you're living in 97, bro.
That was
Bow Wow's last hit, bro.
You said 97. You snap, bro. G, at the end of the day, I'm talking about that. This is weak-ass currency, bro. Hey, hold on. Look. And to keep it 100 on some smoking shit, he's not even top five smoking, weed-smoking rappers, bro.
Okay, so who is?
Weed-smoking. Snoop is number one.
Okay, go ahead.
Wiz is number two. Number three, probably, it ain't currency, G.
Never disrespect my boy. Go ahead.
It ain't never currency, G. Mac Miller better than currency, G. Mac Miller better than currency.
I'll give you that. Now, I'm 100% Mac Miller fan, so I'll give you that. To me, I think Mac Miller is one of the most underrated artists that there is.
Oh yeah.
And I call him an artist. I call him an artist because he's not just hip hop. That man is musically talented.
I agree.
It wasn't just with hip hop. He knew how to play with the instrumentals. He knew how to play with different genres.
Yeah, you know? I look, and no cap though. Look, real talk, and it's gonna forever be a memory of mine. But when I recorded my song Dip, you know what I'm saying? And I stepped out the studio and I went to sit down. Literally, as soon as I touched that seat, that's when I got word that Mac Miller passed away, bro. Yeah, crazy. But hey, but look, but in my mind, the main reason why Mac Miller is a GOAT to me is because I felt like he was him. He didn't want to be like nothing else but him. He made it cool to be fun. You know what I'm talking about? Like, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was on that thug shit. Like, he was him. Like, he wasn't trying to be nobody else but him. And I feel like... Like, just on that.
He didn't even care about the dirty feet on the album, bro.
Man, bro. The man of GOAT, G. And like, lyrically, bro. Hey, to me, he better than MGK. He better than Buddy from Out West. G-Eazy. He better than G-Eazy. He better than Bubba Sparks. You feel
hands
me?
Hands down. Why are you even naming that guy? Hands down, man.
No, I'm just saying, because you know how a lot of people be like, Eminem only sell because he's white. Like, nah. Mac Miller had talent, bro. It's a lot of white rappers, though, that's talented and that is selling. It's just Eminem just the GOAT at it.
Right. I mean, and he got the wordplay down packed, but... As far as producing wise, and actually honing in onto who they are, I really think Mac Miller, bro, is no debate. Honestly.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And what's so crazy is that I used to work with a homie that was a big Mac Miller fan, and he put me on to even more Mac Miller music. So like, Mac Miller definitely dope, and it's like that whole little era. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and to me, hey, lyrically. Like, lyrically, bro, Mac Miller better than Wiz Khalifa.
Hands down. What are you talking about, man? That's why I don't really like to talk about the deceased, because honestly, I really think, and you know, I hate to say this because they're so great, but Mac Miller, he's going to go down as probably one of the all-time rappers of all time, bro. Like... He still got projects and projects coming out.
Oh, yeah, I'm already knowing. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, like, bro, if he would have been alive, bro, like Buddy, would Buddy still be relevant, still have been relevant crazy?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, even his projects from 2015 still getting views.
Yeah, that, like, I'm talking about, like, his first joints, like, what's the song that turned you on to Mac Miller?
Mac Miller, honestly, the first song, I can't really think of a first song, but I know a song that I used to listen to a lot was The Question.
Yeah.
With Lil Wayne.
I never heard that. I'm going to check that one out. But me, the song that turned me on to Mac Miller and made me turn my head was that Donald Trump song.
I haven't even heard his Donald Trump song.
Oh, my bro. That song, right now, dope.
I'm into Session, Perfect Circle, things like that, bro. Some of his older projects.
Yeah,
I've been trying to dig up some of his stuff so that I could start listening to it a little bit better.
Yeah, but and it's like, bro, he got stories, bro. He got stories for days.
Yeah, you know, but he was he was throwing off his fans though. Because, you know, they were thinking they were going to get projects like what he produced way before. And, you know, as an artist, you start to evolve and your music starts to go in different routes. You know, you don't really stay in the same route as you would when you first started your career.
Oh, yeah, facts. I agree.
And so a lot of people were like, oh, you know, he's singing now more than anything. And it's like, if you really hear it, he's just harmonizing. You know what I mean? He's harmonizing with whatever tune he got in there, you know, like you can't knock the man for doing what he's good at.
True, I agree. I definitely agree with that, bro. Real shit.
But man, I'm glad you said Mac. You know, that gives me a little courage, and you know, it shows me you on the right path.
Come on, man. You snap, G.
Cause that Bow Wow.
Bow Wow will right kill there, Currency, G. If G. Hey, Currency has no quotes. Not one.
What does Bow Wow have?
What?
What does Bow Wow have?
Bro, stop playing, bro. And, well, no, look, Currency has no monumental song. You could play any song of Bow Wow, bro. And
what song? I don't even know a name of Bow Wow song.
Come on, G. Stop acting like my man didn't have no run, G.
I look, he had a run, I told you, in 97. And that was when I was, like, you know, when I was wearing L.A. gears, lighting up all around through the neighborhood.
You snap. Just, come on,
it's
G.
It's not the same.
G, even on some... Look, he was popping off when we was in Job Corps, boy.
Negative.
Yes.
That's when Kanye first came out when we was in Job Corps.
Nah, we was in there 03. Kanye came out like 04.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kanye just dropped that Through the Wire.
Yeah. Damn.
While we was in there. You don't remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Played the video on the big screen?
17 years ago, G. That's crazy.
Man, that's a long time.
Man, G, time flies for real, G. That shit crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody in
this. Real shit, G. Hey, man. I'm definitely proud of you, bro. Like, we definitely kept our heads above the water, though. You feel me?
Yeah, we did, man. We made it farther than most. You know, man. We still continue to grow. And that's the only thing we can do, man.
Real shit, G. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's a couple motherfuckers that I still keep in ties with. You know what I'm saying? I just spoke to Dominic, like a few days ago. You know what I'm talking about? He decent.
Yeah,
love
D-Will, my homie.
Man.
That was dude. My dude right there, for sure. I remember when he used to iron his dollar bills, boy, and stack them up on the side of his head.
Gee, hey. Gee, that shit was wild, G. Like, I remember, like, the first time we met, like no homo, like, the first time we laid eyes on each other type shit. You feel me?
When like, y'all came walking in with Mom.
Nah, what's it called?
Dominic.
Dominic
came walking in, though.
Nah, listen. I didn't even know he was in the same room as us. We was in day room, and, like, it was towards the end of the meeting, and he started making a beat. On the table, and motherfuckers started surrounding him, started rapping, and then that's when I look. I'm like, who the fuck is this? And then, you know what I'm talking about? And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, ever since then. He had a little incident with homie then when they got into that fight. And then after that fight, I'm like, bro, fuck with me. And it's like, well, ever since then, you know what I'm talking about? The rest is history with that.
You talking about when homie came through flying in day room with an iron swinging it around?
Nah, what's it called? He got like he had a big homie like Dominic had a big homie like before me. You feel me? That came in at the same time as him, and Buddy was on some like Debo shit with him, and then like I guess Dominic fucked some shit up, and then Buddy came in. He pulled Dominic in a room, and you know what I'm talking about, and then they fought it out. Dominic was little as fuck, and you know, I ain't even gonna stunt. Like, it was ugly though, G. It was extremely ugly. After that, I'm like, you know what, bro? Just fuck with me from now on. And then,
yeah, because I know I came in a little bit after that.
Yeah, like that shit was crazy, bro. And even on like you know what I'm saying, even on my last day, like when I knew I was leaving. Dominic, me and Dominic, we got into a little scuffle with somebody because, like, I was running. I went to go tell, I went to go tell him, like, yo, bro, this might be my last day or my last week. And then, you know how, like, you walk past them doing the rooms, you be seeing through the, you could take a glance through the doors into the rooms and shit. And I looked up, this nigga Dominic was getting tossed around. You know what I'm saying? I definitely joined in type shit. You feel me?
Yeah, he used to get into some scuffles, bro.
Man, it's so many stories, bro. Like I remember when he robbed Buddy. He robbed some man, and I didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? All I look at is somebody chasing Dominic. He comes to me, hand me the money in my pocket, and I walk off. Buddy start chasing me. Then I see Dominic stand still. I'll run to Dominic, give him the money, but he start chasing Dominic. That shit lasted damn near all day, bro.
It wasn't Asian buddy, was it?
Nah, it was one of them African niggas. Oh yeah, but hey, I remember the little Asian buddy too. I think his name was Andrew or some shit.
Andrew, yeah.
Yeah. Damn, bro. But buddy was cool. When you in that room, I was just telling my homies on the block, like, remember when we was in that bitch and we was telling spooky stories?
Man, I don't even remember, man. Damn. I remember I blew in there, though. I blew in the room.
You blew in the room? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, no. It was me, Dominic, and then we had a buddy with the glasses. We used to call him Church because he used to look like he went to church all the time and shit.
Damn.
And then Deuce. Remember we was in Bay 9.
Damn.
Man, we covered up the vents with blankets and shit, and opened up the window and blew out the window.
Damn.
Right
hey,
after check.
That shit crazy, but hey, we was all little though, bro. Like when you look at it, G. Yeah. Like, I like what's it called? Like, cause I was in that bitch when I was like 17. Like,
yeah, that's what I was. I was 17.
Like, but like real shit though, G. Like, I wasn't even 100 pounds until I started hitting that weight room, G. Real shit. Like on my job application, I lied and got called up. Real shit. I was.
You still little though. Yeah.
Come on, G, chill. Nah, look, hey, I swear to God, bro, on my job application, I put like I was 150 pounds, knowing I swear to God when I was not 100 pounds, bro.
They looked at you like, bro, your arms are skinny.
I swear to God, G, like real shit. Damn.
Hey, I remember you was doing something else, though. And then when I got there, you had switched your trade to BOS.
I was doing culinary.
Yeah, you was doing the culinary, and then you switched it up to
BOA. Hey, real shit. You know that instructor. What was you doing? You was in welding, right? Yeah. Look, what's it called with that culinary thing, though? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, that's one thing I don't like is when, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, buddy used to allow us to cook in the morning. You feel me? But the instructor and all, but instructor buddy just kept nibbling at my food, bro. It's like, I was going to send that bitch up, G. So it's like, I had to switch, G. And it's like, BOS was, you know what I'm talking about, was better. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure it taught you a lot of things you use now.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, building websites. I know how to build phone apps. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit was real, G. That's why I say, hey. Job Corps, you know what I'm talking about? It's definitely what, you know what I'm saying? You definitely go through your trials and tribulations, but at the same time, it's needed.
Yeah, definitely. It shows you the struggle, man. It shows you how to manage your money wisely, how to make money without having money.
Yeah, hey, bro, we was getting paid $13 every 2 weeks, G, at one time.
I know. Hey, and I would have thought I had hundreds, man.
Man, hey, I swear to God, bro. If you walked in there with $100, I swear to God, bro, you was rich. You was Bill Gates, bro. If you walked in there with more than $100.
Hey, but you know who came out of there with a good amount of money, right?
Who?
You remember Old School?
Old School. Damn, that name sounds familiar. I just can't put his face.
He came in with us. He was real, real tall. He was in the painting. Shit. He was in Rolls Royce.
Damn.
Tall, skinny dude. He the one who fought with that chunky dude in our dorm. Damn. Remember chubby dude who lived like right next to campus? Who lived in what's that H? Harrisburg or whatever?
Damn, I don't like, bro. What was he? He a black dude or not?
Yeah, black dude. He was a black dude, chubby guy, like a little husky dude. He was an older cat.
You talking about John? You talking about John Floyd or some shit?
I don't even remember his name, bro. No, I don't think it was John Floyd, though. No. But he was from out there, though. And I remember Old School. He had old money to Old School or something. And Old School was like, man, you disrespecting me. He came to the dorm and they started scrapping it out. But Old School left that joint with like maybe a few thousand dollars,
bro. Hey, forward crazy. Yeah.
just hustling. I'm talking about buying cigarettes, selling snacks, selling all that. Damn. He made about $3,000 coming out of there. I remember when he told me a little bit after he got out, he's like, man, I came out of there like a fat rat. I remember because he used to have the shoes that had the Velcro on them. Like, he didn't have no shoelaces. He had a real old coat on. And he used to wear the same clothes. And he used to always say, you don't never want to look like money out here.
That's real. That's real. You know what I'm talking about? Like I would never wear my wealth. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
and that's exactly what he told me. He's like, you don't never want to look like money out here.
I swear to it. And you know what I'm talking about? And that's the thing. Like, I be seeing people flossing. Like, a lot of people get fly just to make their mans jealous or to shit on their own team. And it's like, I ain't about that, bro. If people around me ain't getting it, then you know what I'm talking about? Then I ain't shit. You feel me?
Right. You as good as the man next to you, bro.
Real shit. Real shit, bro. But, yeah, but that's crazy, though. Like, how we got mutual friends and shit, though, G.
Yeah, shit.
I'm at
Nile
Street
right now.
Hey, tell Nas I said, what's poppin'?
Yo, Nas, Smith said, what's up? Smithy.
What's good, my boy? Bless him. Man, G, what's crackin'? Hey, definitely a talented dude, though, G. Big up to Nas, definitely, man. Definitely.
Yeah, shit, I had just hit Nemi up the other day, too.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, there's like a contest going on.
With what?
I wanted him to enter. It's a contest. I don't know if I could shout out brands on here, but it's with Raw Rolling Papers.
Oh yeah, you got it. You got it. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's free. Like I said, like, you know what I'm talking about? Everything free. You know, so you can say what you want, do what you want, type shit. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's with Raw Rolling Paper. They want a little jingle, but they want a hip hop artist to do the jingle. So I had sent it to him. I'm like, here, man, write something, enter, see what you do with it, man. Get that W.
You feel me? What's it called? I took Nimi on the road so many times with me, G.
Yeah, man.
Real shit. So many times, G. Big up to Nimi, man.
Yeah, big ups, man. You still out here, man.
That's
still
what's up.
Doing the thing, you know?
That's what's up.
He's been very busy being a father, you know?
That's what's up, shit. You know what I'm talking about? Likewise, I see you getting it too, though, G.
Yeah, man, you know, gotta be here for the young kids, man, you know?
Hell yeah, parents, G.
I'm sure, you know, our parents would have wanted to be there for us a lot more than they were when we were younger, you know? So why not do that for our kids?
I mean, right, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no secret, but you know what I'm talking about? I was definitely a grade A fatherless seed, you feel me? But it's like, I never let that belittle me or distract me from, you know what I'm talking about? I think that was a blessing in disguise, though, of me, you know what I'm saying, not having my father ever around.
Right. See, me, I had my father around, you know? But he was making horrible decisions when I was growing, you know, when I was at the pinnacle time of my life, teenager years, you know, he was making bad decisions on his own. Damn, so true. There wasn't nothing he could do to help me. True. You know, so I just don't want to make the same bad mistakes during that pivotal time in my kids' lives so that I can make sure I'm around for them, you know?
That's real. That's real shit. What's it called? Like, it was like, when I tell you, like, I grew up a fatherless, see, you know how people usually grow up with a father or a father distance or whatever, but they still had contact to his family members? Like, I didn't have no contact to nobody, you feel me? So it was, you know what I'm saying, like, it was just pretty me, all or nothing type shit.
Yeah, man, you know what, though, it just makes you stronger.
I wouldn't trade it in for the world. I swear, I wouldn't trade it.
It makes you not want to depend on nobody else, man. You know, like, even to this day, like, you know, if I fall into a jam or anything like that, like, man, dude, I try any way possible to get myself out of it. Like, me, man, if I ain't got to eat for a week to get up out of jam, I won't eat for a week. Than ask for a handout.
Hey, that's real, G. I'm the same way. Like, bro, like, growing up as a fatherless dude, like, I would put myself in certain situations just so I could educate myself on how to get out of it.
Yeah, man.
And that's why I say, like, bro, like, anything, like, bro, like, I pretty much mastered it all type shit. You feel me? Of course, there's more to be learned, but for the most part, I mastered a lot.
Yeah, you know, we can always grow as individuals and learn more.
Real shit. Hopefully, Currency could grow lyrically. He's trashy. Currency don't got not one classic album, G.
I know, he got classic mixtapes. That man don't feed off albums, he feeds off tours.
G, but listen. First of all, he'll never outsell Bow. G, the man, bro, Bow Wow got way more classic albums than Currency. Facts.
What he got, Stone Immaculate? That's like the album that he really produced and put out there real heavy.
Bro, like I said, Bow Wow got way more classics than Currency.
Bro, Bow Wow is non-existent,
Gee, Bow Wow got way more. Hey, if they dropped on the same day, Bow Wow today would still outsell Currency.
Never.
Yes, never. Facts. Facts, if Bow Wow was to drop today,
everybody will forget tomorrow.
Stop. And Currency won't have the same effect?
Nope. They'll at least rock it for a week. You know, you got some bandwagoners that are rocking for a week.
Hell no, boy. Bow Wow fans are strong,
definitely. G. You also fail to realize that Currency got, like, the South locked down.
He don't.
Definitely.
Bro. He not even top 10.
That's his city.
He not even top 10.
You go to New Orleans, that's city, bro.
Bro, he's not even top 10, bro. He not even top 10, bro.
It's ridiculous that you would even say Bow Wow, bro.
Bro, Currency not even top 10 in New Orleans, bro.
You're top 10 in New Orleans?
He's not.
Definitely.
He's not even top 20.
Okay, so you can't even name 10 artists.
First of all, he's not hotter than Boosie. He not hotter than Webby. He not hotter than Wayne.
Yes.
What?
Okay, Wayne, no. Webby, yes.
No, he's not. Webby.
Boosie, yes. If Boosie was to go into the realm of making chill smoker stoner music, Boosie would lose. Boosie is in his own realm. You can't really even put Lil Boosie in it with him because he in a different realm.
I'm saying, I'm saying as far as being the hottest out of Louisiana, he's not top 10.
Oh, yeah.
Boosie way hotter.
I think he's top 10.
Webby hotter. Everybody
man,
from
you fail to realize what that man does is humanitarian also, bro. Like, this man has basketball teams for the youth out there. He has youth organizations for these people. Like, he puts his money where his mouth is, bro, and he helps his community out. So, believe me, you go to NO, they gonna know Currency before they know a man who's just living in a mansion not doing shit for his people.
Jay, but Boosie get honored way more. Way more.
Of course. That's
Kevin Gates, too. Kevin Gates would kill me.
Look, ain't none of them people doing nothing for their community, bro. Besides that man, Currency, bro.
Come on, G. Master P killing them. Lil Romeo better than Currency, guy. G.
Little Romeo. Oh man. See, I'm starting to believe, Smith, your CD collection is like 95 and lower, bro. Like,
G, you said
I believe you don't listen to no new music, bro.
G, you said
Lil Romeo. Lil Romeo ain't putting nothing out, bro. That man's in Ivy League college or some shit, bro.
Come on, that man ain't worried
about putting no music out. That man's making sneakers. He's making different brand names and shit like that.
That guy wants to look.
This is what Master P wants to be. Master P wants to be the Bill Gates of the hood. That's what he want to be. You know what I'm saying?
No, look. You know who else hotter than Currency, bro?
Who else? Go ahead.
Silk the Shocker, bro.
Silk the Shocker?
Yeah, all them niggas.
Right.
Mystical
right,
better.
He was with Maya. He was with Maya.
Mystical right. Better than Currency, bro.
Again, bro, that's 99, bro.
Bro, Mystical better than Currency.
None of these people would compete with that man today in this world, bro.
Stop. Mystical run circles around Currency. Career-wise, Mystical
never,
way more legendary.
Never.
Mystical way
never.
More, bro. Mystical killing Currency, bro.
because of one hit.
Stop.
Those are commercial artists. You keep naming commercial artists. People in the 90s are commercial.
Bro, Mystical King.
This is not commercial, bro. This is a mixtape legend, an underground king type nigga. This ain't no motherfucker who's going to put out some Pharrell beat shit. Nah, this nigga going to put out music that he enjoys to put out. He doesn't appease to what society wants him to be. You know what I'm saying? Lil Bow Wow, when he was out, he was putting whatever Jermaine Dupri let him put out, nigga. That's what it was. Okay?
Jeez.
That man had no control over his music whatsoever.
At the end of the day, like I said, but career for career, why that's all I'm arguing. Webby better.
Career for career.
Mystical better.
Webby weak as hell, career-wise.
Using that.
Career-wise.
Hell
against Currency,
no.
Weak as hell. Lil Bow Wow, okay, when he was a shorty, I'm sure he made a lot of money for Jermaine Dupri. But where he at now, that man couldn't even stay on the couch at 106 and Park for a long time.
Come on, dude.
Like, come on, bro. You talking about Lil Bow Wow, he can't even keep a girl, bro. You know what I'm saying?
And come on, bro. You said Currency had... I've never seen not one female hug Currency, bro. Bro,
Currency be having bad hoes. I can tell you don't follow him at all.
Nah, I don't.
Everything. He be having the baddest hoe. You have no idea, bro. Currency
he's
having the baddest bras around him, bro.
Hell no, bro.
Have you even seen his baby mama, bro?
No, I ain't trying. Come on, man. I didn't even know he had kids.
Yeah, he got one kid, nigga. That's how low profile that man is, bro. He out here living like Drake. Don't even nobody know he got a son.
Nobody even cared, like though. Drake, nobody. No. You said what about Drake?
I said he out here living like Drake. Don't nobody even know he got a son, nigga. What you talking about?
Man, Currency G. Like, no. First of all, don't nobody even care that he even had a kid, bro.
Come on, man. All I gotta say, honestly, is. Currency is well respected in the South. He's well respected in the Bay Area as well.
And that's it.
He got heavy ties down that way.
And that's it.
I've been to his concerts in Chicago when he came and touched down, and I could honestly say it depends what venue he's at. Because one venue I went to, it was great. You know what I'm saying? He had all his homies there, Young Roddy, Flamingo Barnes was there,
And that's it.
Man, his little homie, man. What's little homie name, man? I forgot his name. But anyways, his little homie opened up for him. But that show was ridiculous, bro. Beautiful show, beautiful set.
Hey, you know,
did a great set. Hey, that was when he was coming out with that album.
Hey, you know who else better than Currency, I think? Lupe.
Nah, Fiasco.
Lupe killing, buddy, bro. Stop, bro.
Nah.
Lupe destroying him, bro.
See, but you got, I don't know, bro. Like, the people you naming, it's like they had a mainstream buzz and then they just fell off the face of the earth. No, like Lupe Fiasco. What you heard since Kid Push?
Oh, like, what?
What? Name it.
Bro, Lasers? Bro, stop playing with that man, bro. That man will wrap circles around Currency, and Currency will tell you he'll wrap circles around him. Currency look up to Lupe.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Currency looks up to many, many artists, you know what I'm saying? And there's artists that he wouldn't probably even want to get in the ring with. But that goes to show you how humble that man is, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to be the greatest. He just want to be the greatest in his lane. The greatest
even
person he could be for himself.
What's the lane you put him in?
What better role model is that, bro? What better role model? A person who all he does is stay to himself. You don't see him out there in tabloids, getting all reckless or anything like that. So
what lane would you put him in? That smoking lane?
He's more of a... He appeases to more of the stoner lane, but... Also, when you think about it, bro, like, he's such a good humanitarian, bro, that, like... He don't do basic. He goes above and beyond, bro.
That's what's up. I mean, I don't know, like, I don't follow Buddy G, so don't...
Yeah, see?
That's what I'm saying.
You should kind of look into what he does, you know what I'm saying? Like, who else get back to the youth? A lot of people don't give back, you know? A lot of people, they'll sign a check, you know what I'm saying? Give it to the organization. Cool, I donated money, I'm a part of it. No. This man out there.
There's a lot of people out there. Jerseys,
you know, y'all need jerseys? I got y'all. Here y'all go. You know what I'm saying? Like, he out there in the neighborhoods, you know? There's other people out there. I'm not knocking anybody else. Like, look, what? When Fat Joe was coming up, all of them, you know, they was out there in New York doing their thing for the community.
Hey, Wiscon was heavy in Puerto Rico, too, though. Fat Joe was heavy in Puerto Rico, too.
Well, of course. It's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, like, gee, Currency, Fat Joe better than Currency.
I don't know, bro.
Yes, bro.
Oh, my God. I'll say Rick Ross is better. Rosé is better.
Of course, Meek Mill better than Currency. Wale better than Currency. Yeah.
Well, nah, I don't know. See, I really don't like Wale, though.
What?
I mean, he's too poetic for me.
That's a true definition of a poet.
It seems like I'm listening to a Maya Angelou album instead of, you know, Wale. So that's why I really don't. No, I really don't listen to that man like that.
If I want
poetry, I'm gonna go to the library, go read me a book from Jack Frost or some shit. Like, I ain't gonna. I don't want to listen to an album and hear poetry.
If I did, I
listen to some Tupac, some Rose in the Concrete or some shit. Bro, Wale ain't even in the realm, bro. Wale out there, dope. I mean, he's cool. He cool and all. You know, he cool. He a good artist. You can't never take nothing away from these people who have worked super hard at their craft to get where they're at. You know, so you can't never take anything away from them. But, you know, that's why I really don't like to compare. But when you entice me with this Bow Wow versus Currency, it's like,
bruh,
I don't even know how your mind could think of Bow Wow.
No cap though, bro. I did an event in Louisville, Kentucky, and like real shit, and it shocked the hell out of me. Like, you know what I'm talking about? It was a crowd, and I walked in the middle of that crowd, and it was debating they artists or who they think was the hottest at that time, and them little kids. It wasn't even little kids. It was like niggas our age at that time, but they was definitely saying Bow Wow was the hottest, bro. You know what I'm talking about? And it's like they was dead ass shot. They was saying Bow Wow better than Fab, all them niggas.
Man, see, now you can't even say that about Fab. Fab a beast.
Nah, I'm talking about like that's how it is in Louisville, Kentucky. And it's right, like, I didn't even argue with niggas. I'm like, all right, whatever. Because I knew it was going to be bigger than, it's going to end up being bigger than what it is. You feel me?
I mean, when you think about it, all Louisville got is the slugger, bro. The bat. That's all they got.
Like, nah, Louisville legendary, bro. Huh?
For what?
What? Muhammad what? Ali.
Okay.
The KFC headquarters. Do you know how big that is? That they held Muhammad Ali funeral there.
I know. We catered it.
What's it called too?
My company catered the airplane.
That's what's all. Oh, what's it called? What's that group? Nappy Roots is from out there.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, what type of presence does that, like, Louisville
Derby, Louisville that Derby stuff, that they do that racing stuff out there.
That Derby shit, that's what Louisville's known for. Yeah, I don't know, man. I always thought Louisville was known for like cousins fucking cousins, bro. I wasn't
you
sure.
Snap, you know? G. You snap.
That incest Kentucky shit, you know.
You snap, G. Nah,
hey, bro, we was by Paducah, you remember?
On me, but hey, but no, what's it called? Hey, believe it or not, it's hood out there.
I'm sure.
I'm talking about, like, bro, hey, if I was to compare Louisville, Kentucky to a city that I've been, I'd probably say, I always say Hammond, Indiana, and Louisville, Kentucky is the same exact city, bro. Same exact city.
Like a small Chicago type shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Like, boy, what's the problem? But they got their music scene. There's some rappers out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they just need a little more exposure, you know, since it's such a small city and it's not so big.
And believe it or not, if I'm not mistaken, in the Kentucky area, Louisville might be one of the most popular, not the biggest, but most popular. When people think of Kentucky, they think of Louisville.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And,
hey, how you doing?
But shit, though, hey, it was a great debate, though, bro. I ain't gonna hold you up. Yeah, I know, man. You gotta get ready.
I had a lot of fun, man. I had a lot of fun.
Most dev, G. Most dev. Good looking,
man,
though.
We gotta do this again, bro. Next time, I'm gonna pick the topic.
All right, G. Already, G. Right. Real shit, G. Damn, I didn't know we was on that this long. 40 minutes?
Well, shit, just take some excerpts, you know?
No cuts at all. We gonna get in just like it is.
Sounds good. All right, well, till we do this again, bro. This the Smith Express Show. Y'all tune in.
Good looking. Already.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.